This is KCUR 89.3. A church outside of St. Louis is providing sanctuary to a southern Missouri man who's been ordered to leave the United States. Alex Garcia came here from Honduras without authorization 15 years ago. He is one of dozens of immigrants across the country currently living inside a church. St. Louis Public Radio's Carolina Hidalgo reports on the goals of this sanctuary movement.
It's Saturday night, and like most nights, Alex and Carly Garcia are trying to get their five kids to settle down for dinner. Normally, they'd be having a home-cooked meal at their house in Poplar Bluff, but instead, they're eating takeout barbecue in a makeshift apartment inside a church 2.5 hours from home.
Do you want macaroni and cheese?
Alex has been living at Christ Church UCC for the past 4 months. His family drives up to see him almost every weekend. Those drives give Carly a lot of time to think about their situation.
America is supposed to be built on, you know, dreams and a better life, but they're trying to prevent people from having that. You know, and for it to be my husband, it's devastating.
The distance is really difficult for their kids. Caleb, their 11-year-old, is not doing well in school. 12-year-old Aiden, who has Asperger's, is more withdrawn now. Alex, who spoke to me in Spanish, worries about how his absence is affecting his family. He says every time he talks to his kids on the phone, they ask when he's coming home. The older three kind of understand what's going on. They know their dad is living in a church because their government has ordered him to leave. And since immigration agents typically avoid carrying out any enforcement actions at places of worship, staying at the church protects Alex from deportation. But taking sanctuary was not an obvious choice at first. Carly was worried about not doing what the government said to do.
Then one morning I woke up and I was like, what am I doing? Why am I just giving up? Why am I going to give them to him? I was like, no, what kind of wife would I be if I didn't fight for him?
Now there's a growing community of people fighting for the family. Alex has met a lot of new people at the church. They stop by to visit him and learn about his situation. A lot of them are surprised to find out that marrying a U.S. citizen does not guarantee citizenship. Sarah John is an organizer with the St. Louis Interfaith Committee on Latin America. She says these types of conversations are actually a key goal of the sanctuary movement.
So then you do see more and more people wanting to talk about and wanting to understand, well, what's the law and why is the law that way? And could it be different? And what would it look like if it was different? And what do we have to do to get that on the platform to talk about?
She believes these conversations can help build support that might eventually lead to comprehensive immigration reform in Congress. But her first goal right now is to get Immigration and Customs Enforcement to grant Alex a stay of removal or temporary permission to remain here. So Alex's supporters are reaching out to a regional field office in Chicago. They're trying to influence the director there to approve the stay by mailing him hundreds of pre-addressed postcards. Each postcard has a picture of Alex and Carly and their five smiling children. A message on the cards asks the Chicago office director, Ricardo Wong, a Jamaican immigrant, to please do the right thing. John says Wong has the power to change the situation.
He can do this thing that will say, okay, fine, not right now. I won't destroy your family and your life right now.
She points out that even if they win, even if Alex gets a stay of removal, there's still no path to citizenship for him under current immigration law. But, she says, it would give the family just a little more time together. I'm Carolina Hidalgo,